Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have the mercy.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then why we need you now? Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessings. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Hey. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no. Cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just throw this at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79. We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need.
Hey. Baby, we'll be with you. We'll be with you in just a second. We'll be with you in just a second. Yeah. Ah. We'll be with you
again. We'll be with you.
Greetings, thank you all for tuning in to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. We are so excited and happy to have you here tonight to be with us in our broadcast live stream. Just a few housekeeping chores before we get started and your gracious host comes online. Tonight you are in one of the best places that you could ever be, and for that you should just go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. Real quick, we'd like to give you a disclaimer. The show is not responsible for anything that is said on the show. There's your disclaimer. During the show, if you are vibing with us, you feeling what we're saying, and you would love to just give us a love token, where you're going to see at the bottom of the screen, it's going to say Cash App Tyron Joe, $ Tyron Joe, TYREN JO. Anything that you can give would be greatly appreciated. A one, a two, or a few. We greatly appreciate it. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor of the program, please go to our Instagram page at BZNZ Talk. At BZNZ Talk, our Instagram page. Also, you can go to our Facebook page at BZNZ Talk, at BZNZ Talk, and we will be glad to work with you. And also a quick reminder throughout the show, I want to let you know that the likes are free, the dislikes are free, the love button is free, the share button is free, and the subscribe button is free. Five things while you're viewing this broadcast, five things while you're learning and growing, five things that is for free, and we would love for you to partake in that during the program. Last but not least, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our program, our broadcast, our live stream, because you are the ones that run the show. Thank you all. Peace. Be blessed.
We don't talk about it, we don't talk about it, we don't talk about it. Situationships and relations, tyrant Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BCNZ, BCNZ, internet talk radio.
You are now tuned into BCNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
Yeah, I'm here. I am indeed here. Man, it's just been crazy today. It's been crazy today. But you know how I do. We got to play that one more time. Let's go.
We gon' talk about it. We gon' talk about it. We gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations. Tyrant Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn. 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 BCNZ, BCNZ, internet talk radio.
We don't talk about it, we don't talk about it, we don't talk about it, cause you wish it should be a relation. Carry to the house, start the conversation.
Too much, we gotta learn.
Too much. Let's go.
Too much. Let's go. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Tyrant Joe. Tyrant Joe, the host, is here with you tonight. And we got a great show ahead of you tonight. We got a great guest, special guest at the building. But before she get in, we got some business we got to take care of. We got to talk about some things. We got to talk about some things that's going on. Like, why I don't have my water with me. Greetings. Again, greetings. I don't know how much of that y'all called in this case, but I'm tired of telling your host that we got a lot going on tonight. Crazy stuff going on. Technology. I think we good now, though. Yeah, we good now. Yeah, we good now. Anywho, we got to talk about stuff like, man, why I don't have no water. I ain't got my head I normally have. Oh, I worked overnight last night. Boy, when you work overnight, and you wake up, you gotta get head to hit the ground moving. You forget a lot of stuff. But we are thankful. We are thankful and grateful for the opportunity. We are thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be before the people. To come before the people with some great news, some great content. Tonight we got a special show ahead of you tonight. I asked my co-host not to get here until about an hour later. I don't want them to be a part of what I'm getting ready to say. If my special guest, if she want to tap out, she can too. I don't want them to be a part of what I'm getting ready to say. But I didn't know this happened last Thursday. So I'm going to speak on it right now. I want to get this straight. I want to read it right. Okay. The Supreme Court. Amen. That boy, he's killing them keys. We're going to go ahead and shut him down right now because we want to talk right now. The Supreme Court blocks Biden's virus mandate for large employers. Let me read a little bit of this. It says, but the justices allowed a vaccination requirement for healthcare workers and facilities that receive federal money. Stop right there. I say that's some pretty darn good news because there's about to be a lot of people that was going to be out of jobs. And I mean, seriously, a lot of people that went down with taking the shot, they was going to be out of jobs. But for the most part, what I say congratulations to is the fact that somebody was able to hold the justice system, hold the law accountable, and bring this and file a lawsuit. Something a lot of people is afraid to do in this world. But if somebody did it, somebody said, you know what, no, hold on, that's not right. You can't demand that everybody get this and then just leave it like that. You don't give no type of leeway. You don't give no type of leverage. I mean, some people, they are afraid of needles. Some people don't want that in their body. Some people, they already have different ailments and sicknesses that shot just will not mix. So, you know, to be able to see this happening in the Justice Department, whereas, hey, people fought for what it was they wanted and they got it, man, that's great news. Great news. I think your former president, he had something to do with it as well. He had something to do with the dissenting arguments that the judges had. I'm trying to find it. But your boy, Mr. D, he might be able to know a little bit. I'm just saying, though, when you search the law and you know the law, this is what can happen. Now, I don't know if it was down there. From what I'm hearing, it wasn't no one black. It wasn't no one black that did this. But somebody filed a lawsuit and said that we just can't let this man do this to us. I mean, isn't that what democracy is all about? See, let me bring them on in. D, you live? Isn't that what democracy is all about? Being able to fight for your rights. Hello?
Bottles, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, now, yeah, now they democracy is all about the majority rules. I'm sorry. Let me say that's supposed to be what democracy is, the majority rules. But in some cases, the minority rules.
But it looked like this right here was a dictatorship. This wasn't no democracy, wasn't no republic. It was either you do this or you ain't going to have no job.
Well, I'm not going to get real ugly with you right now because I'm still sipping on my Pepsi. But I tell you this, That was not a democracy. That was a national security health emergency. Okay, now check it out. Here's where we at. People are complaining about getting the jab and the poke. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's your right to get it if you want to. If you don't have to. But does your right not to get the jab have to do with me putting my life and my children at risk of catching a COVID, which can be spread at over 21 feet? Forget the hypothesis of the 6 feet, because the doctor said on CNN, and I call out names so you can fact check it, says that when a person sneezes, the sneeze comes up to 21 feet. He says 21 feet. So these people running around and hollering, 6 feet distance, 6 feet distance. That ain't worth jack when you got a person standing 6 feet away from you and he's sneezing. So if he's 6 feet away from you and he's sneezing, and the doctors on CNN said that it travels up to 21 feet, you got 15 feet right there that all this germ and stuff can get on you. Now, I have to admit, Uncle Joe did a little bit of stretching there when he wanted to mandate certain, you know, places to have to make you get the jab.
Wait, bag that back up, Mr. D, bag that back up. Bag it back up, Mr. D, because I'm about to tell you where your argument is kind of null and void, because if it says that you can catch the virus up to 21 feet, but they had this big special thing saying 6 feet, then we already was doomed. We already was doomed and gloom.
Well, I hate to rain on your parade, my brother, but because my afro is ingrown and I'm a European, I'm going to say it like this. When they acknowledge to the public that we had a pandemic, we were already gone from that point on, because there's no way possible that you can take an airborne pandemic and isolate it when you've got all of these buildings and cars and everything that are not isolated. Okay, at first they said you can wear a cloth mask. Now CDC comes back and said a cloth mask only stops 50% of the virus from getting in you. Now they're saying you've got to have the KN94. They're saying that
this is all under democracy. This is all under democracy, Mr. D. That's what I want you to realize. This is all the Democrats.
Well, I ain't going too much bite into that because... I ain't gonna too much bite into that, because as you notice, as public record it has stated, under the leadership of Uncle Donald, he wanted to keep it hush-hush, even though he had it himself, and he took the poke himself. Now, all of that ain't been put out yet, but it'll eventually come out. He took
but
the
wait,
poke.
Wait,
that's
wait.
Why.
But wait, he was one of the ones that influenced the decision of the Supreme Court.
Well, let's put it this way. He was the guy that put some people in place on the Supreme Court. Now, there was one black judge on the Supreme Court that actually stood up for Uncle Donald. And that black judge is married to a lighter pigmented lady. I would call his name out, but y'all might fact check me and find out it's Clarence Thomas. But so now that man, it's all public record. You can go on public record and find out that judge Clarence Thomas, his wife is a devout activist for conservatism. And in my opinion, conservatism is just another name for Confederacy. Because if you notice, most of the people that are considering themselves to be conservatives are the ones that are actually pushing this right that a lot of darker pigmented people don't like. You know, the right to vote. A lot of them say, I don't vote. Hey, well, you ain't got to worry about it. I told people a few years ago on the program, you don't have to worry about not wanting to vote, because there's a plan put in action that's going to take away some people's voting rights, which, as you can see, They already got the battle going. There's quite a few states that are redrawing. Let me rephrase that. There are quite a few Republican states, Republican-led legislators that are redrawing the districts where their voting is going to take and put a hamper on colored people and those are darker pigmented individuals where they won't be able to vote or they're going to make it harder for them to vote. It's already been noted on a program, and I ain't going to call no names because I don't want y'all to fact check me, on CNBC where the young lady stated that over half of the mail-in ballots for, I believe it's Texas, it's either Texas or Alabama or Georgia, over half of those mail-in ballots have been thrown away because of the new rules that the Republican legislatures in those states have put in, which made those seven, I think they said half of the votes none and void because of the new rule. Don't take my word for it. Fact check. I think her name is Rachel on CNBC. Check her out. It's on there. So, you know, all the dark pigmented people that enjoying what free nice benefits they have now, the ones that said that Dr. King and all the others are bad guys, you know, that's pushing the vote, 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 vote deal. Your vote is the reason why the Republican-led legislatures are redrawing the districts so that it'll make it hard for the colored and the Negroes, and let me say that correctly, Negroes, it's going to make it hard for them to vote because a lot of them can't get to the polling places, and a lot of those polling places are shutting down at a certain time, which means if you're in line and they close the polls,
so
your vote ain't going
to
count.
Are you saying the reason why they're not being able to vote is because of the Republicans?
I guarantee you. Fact check this. Go to CNBC, go to CNN, and fact check the records. The Republican-led legislators in certain states along the below the Ohio River has redrawn the districts, which is making it harder for the Negroes and some of the colored people to vote.
Mr. D, I think you took two L's this week, Mr. D.
I probably did, man. I'm going to have to chill out.
Yeah, I think you took two of them. Oh, man, but I'm just saying, man, hey, shout out to the Supreme Court. To the Supreme Court and their decision, because this world was really, really looking like a, well, this country was really looking like a dictatorship when that happened, when he said that everybody need to get it and all this, because that was really contradictory to what they had said before. Him and all his cabinet workers were saying earlier that that's unconstitutional to make everybody get that shot. That's unconstitutional. But then, what did he come up and do right after?
Well, right after that happened, did not we have an upsurge of COVID-19 cross-check Omicron?
Or a regular flu shot? No, I mean, I said regular flu shot. Yeah, we did have an upsurge. Had an upsurge of that. Had an upsurge of other illnesses and sicknesses that people catching. Ain't no telling what they putting out here in the world.
Okay, I'll give you that. But I still think that it was not a dictatorship. I'll give you one for one. Supreme Court slapped down Joe Biden for the shot. Whippy-doo. Everybody's happy about that because a lot of people wasn't going to get it no way. And I know for a fact it's kind of hard to kiss a person with your mask on because you ain't getting no flavor out of it. Number two, they slapped down Joe Biden with that, and they also slapped down the ex-president for not wanting to turn over the public records. You're a public figure. you're out of office. Everything you did in the office is supposed to go to the archives. Supreme Court says, okay, Uncle Donald, we're going to give you the slap on Joe Biden because you put a couple of people in a position to be on the Supreme Court. But on the other hand, we're going to slap you and tell you that some of those papers that you had in the White House, yes, they're going to the archives, and yes, they are going to be turned over to the public at some time. So, I mean, you know, it's tit for tat. That I don't see.
What papers are we talking about? What papers are we talking about?
We're talking about the papers that a lot of those Republicans in the Republican-led states with the false electors that's in some of those states, five, I believe, where they forged the documents saying that they were the electors of those states when it turned out that they were not, but they were going up there so they could overturn the election in behalf of Uncle Donald. And don't quote me on that, but fact check MSNBC and you'll see there were five states that have five fraudulent documents of 16 or more Republicans that said that there was electors that were supposed to overturn the election when they found out that those papers were false and they weren't supposed to be there. The papers that Uncle Donald has to turn over to the National Archives and the sixth panel, the January 6th panel, are the papers leading up to what a lot of Republicans are calling a peaceful tour of the federal building.
Yeah, the insurrection.
Oh, that's what they call them? Because I know a lot of Republicans said it was a peaceful tour by the public going to the Capitol. When everybody knows. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a matter of law. This is a matter of law. Yes, sir, this is a matter of law. The reason why they did not want to bring the National Guards in right away was because the National Guards has taken an oath to protect the U.S. Constitution of the United States against foreign and domestic terrorists. At the time they was ordered to leave that government property, they did not leave. They became terrorists. When they inflicted pain and harm on those police officers, the National Guards were required by their pledge and their oath to shoot them down for treason. Because that's what it was, treason. No matter how they slice it, no matter what college word they throw on it, when you try to disrupt the United States government, that's classified as treason.
All right, we're gonna table it right there. I just wanted to bring that up about we got a little win in the Supreme Court. Now, what they did say is that federal workers, hospital workers that's receiving federal money, that it's mandated for them to go ahead and get the shot. But man, all that other stuff that he was talking, they shot that down. No pun intended. They shot it down.
A lot of public workers just getting federal funds, like a lot of schools. I'm gonna drink my Pepsi and listen to the show, brother. I'm out of here.
All right. Well, all right. That was it. We had to talk about that first because that's something that is real taboo or whatever. A lot of YouTubers and podcast hosts not really able to say that. I mean, I'm not even supposed to say that, but you know, I'm like, man, it's in the news. Once it becomes public information, we could talk about it now, right? Well, they take this video down. They just take it down. Let me see here. I was asked to announce this on, let me see, on this coming Saturday, January the 23rd, they'll be having here in this building that I'm in, Quickie Connections. That is speed dating. It's going to be a speed dating event, January 22nd, 2022, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. $10 to enter right here at the Space Vault Event Center, 5160 East 65th Street. That's right, 5160 East 65th Street, the Space Vault Event Center, having quickie connections, speed dating night. You ain't going to want to miss this. If you are single, don't have a man, don't have a woman, this quick connections speed dating event would be great for you on this night. What's that? Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. Come get your man. Come get your woman. Come get them for free. They're giving them out for free. Man, my guest was in here. She left out. Hopefully she'll return. Let's shout out the chat room. I say we got D in the building. Hold on 1 second. Let me get it ready for you. We got D in the building. We got Miss Shannon. Miss Shannon in the building. We got Selena K in the building. Ebony in the building. Shout out to the chat room. Man, so tell my guests get in. Tell my co-hosts get in. I told them to fall back till about 9 p.m. because we was talking about something that I don't even want to involve them in. Cause this vaccine stuff, man, is out of control. That's out of control. And this ain't been more got nothing to do with people being healthy. So we wanted our healthy Americans. Come on, man, stop with that foolishness. You got an agenda. You got an evil agenda. Then an underlying evil agenda, kill to control and to manipulate. But you want the American people to believe that you want them to be healthy. Stop with the foolishness. Anywho, they take the video down. They just take it down. Anywho, let me do something. Oh yeah, let me play this real quick. Hope y'all can hear. I was able to catch this clip.
Mr. Cassidy.
I'm just trying to have a conversation with you.
That's my
for
girl,
understanding,
Shalisa.
Somebody can't be mad about that with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can only take it.
Absolutely.
Like, dang, I need to get myself together or whatever the situation is. Like, okay. Because maybe that's what other people think too, but people don't say stuff because they're afraid of the consequences or they're afraid of the after. Like, hey, you know, I guess I don't be thinking about the consequences. I just say whatever I need to say and just, hey, you gotta accept it.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, that can be good and bad. I mean, it's good that you coming out with the reality and the truth, but, you know, if you're dealing with a man that's soft or weak or a man that can't handle it, you know what I'm saying? He might, you know, he might leap off. Say what?
I said it can bite you in the butt, and that's why you be like, dang, would you have rather I lied than told you the truth? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But,
I'm sorry,
I mean,
for how you perceived it.
I'm going to say know your mate. Just know him. Before you get ready to crush him, be like, let me figure out this person. I mean, this is a helpful little hint to just help save some relationships, you know. If there's people right now that's listening that's on the brakes of their relationship and you're thinking about right now going to hurt your significant other's feelings, then, you know, listen to me for real. Like, see what they respond to and how they respond to it, and then go from there. You know, if they respond by you hollering, cussing, then do that. But if they don't, try a different approach. Hey, Shalisa, thanks for the call. We got some more people in the phone queue.
I don't know what I was
I don't know what we was talking about on that one, but I wasn't really trying to play it. I was trying to get to the next call, but since I heard that, said see what they respond to. Hey, I'm about to double down on it. Sometimes that's what needs to be done. You got people that they only respond to you kicking, screaming, and smacking. That's what you might need to do to get their attention. Then some people, no, kicking, screaming, and scratching, it's not going to do it. You gotta, like, what's the guy? He played the organ. He made that song, said, try a little tenderness. I can't think of his name, but he an organist. That man used to kill that organ, but he sing, try a little tenderness. You got to do that sometime. Y'all don't want to hear that, though. Y'all want to hear that tenderness, because when your emotions get high, you like, fuck that niggas. Fuck that niggas feelings. Fuck his feelings. Ow! I can holler now. I'm not in no hotel room. I can get real loud tonight. I mean, but you got to learn how to try a little bit of tenderness. Man up. Come on, man. Try a little bit of tenderness with her. But I already know sometimes when you try a little tenderness with them, they taking your softness for weakness. They think you some type of beta male. Beta! Bugs is crazy, boy. But let me get to this. Let me get to the next one. I was trying to get to the next call. This was a recap. This was a recap from the show that the last show I did with Keisha. Tell when Keisha come back on. Oh, man, Keisha, where you at? Hope you listening. Right. If you sensitive, you need to work on you. Right. Get all that weak body up. All right, let me play this real quick.
Let me bring in my sister from the South. We gotta bring her in. My sister from the South, entrepreneur, diva, extraordinaire. What's going on, Lakeisha?
You are a mess.
Hold on, let me stop this right here. Y'all gotta listen to this. Y'all gotta listen to what she is about to say. And I can't wait for it to come on, because I might have to play this again for her. But y'all got to listen to what she's about to say right here. Check this out.
Method. I am excited to tune in. I listened to the first guy, and then when you switched the subject around, I heard him, and I felt where he was going. And I also heard the young lady that you just
yes, Otis Redding.
When it comes to the realism of where relationships are right now and what the energy that you put into it. I've been single for 5 years, and it was by choice. You know, you have different people that may say something different to say, well, you know, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you that you've been single? What is it that you ain't doing? It wasn't anything that I wasn't doing. I was preparing for the things that I'm doing right now. And the heels and everything that I'm trying to accomplish. But in the midst of that time, I not only learned me, fell in love all over again with me, because I definitely don't have a low self-esteem at all. I love everything about me, my flaws and all. But what I saw in people, men and women, men became a little more insecure and a little more petty, and women became insecure in the motive of another woman complimenting them, another woman telling them something about their relationship. The man is quick to say, oh, she's hating. And for me, it had nothing to do with hating. I don't even give my opinion unless I'm asked. But if you ask me, you have to be ready for what's about to come out of my mouth. And I'm going to say it in a respectful manner. You got to be ready. And so I used to say, I did text time humor. I don't know if you saw that on my post on Facebook, but I did text time humor.
What you post?
I posted text time humor, and I said, listen, ladies, it is text time. Please do not be fooled. He is only being nice because it is text time.
all year long, your man been doing his thing. Christmas time came around. His money was a little funny. He couldn't help
pay attention, please.
And the third, but now time come around, and he's getting
Keisha.
Really on the Christmas bills to rub your feet.
Keisha.
Yeah.
How you gonna mess up the game like that?
Oh, no. For all the women that are on here, it is called being Jodied. If you have a Jody that's laying on your couch, that sleeps.
You talking about baby boy?
You darn right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you
listen, it's real.
If you have one of those types and he's laying on your couch right now, if you listen to this, I want y'all to feel this in y'all spirit, ladies. If he's laying on your couch right now, and you listening to me.
Don't do that.
If you listening right now, I want you to go into that man's wallet and get his social security number, sweetie. Because guess what? He is your child.
No.
He your child.
Keisha.
You be the same.
Keisha.
Man, the same him on your income tag.
Keisha.
Maybe you deserve it.
Keisha. I'm going to stop it right there. Did y'all hear what she just said? She said if he land on your couch, go in his pocket and get his social security number out. Girl, come on. Hey, some men sleep with their pistols. So, ladies, I'm just saying, you hearing it from me. Ladies, you may not want to go in no man's pocket if he sleep with his pistol. I say this. If you got a man laying on your couch, ladies, this is what you need to do. You need to ask yourself, why is this man laying on my couch? How did this man get to my couch? What is it about my mindset that has allowed this man to lay up on my couch? You know what I'm saying? It's a song by, man, what's her name? She sang that song, How Did You Get Here? You know what I mean? Nobody was supposed to be here. But she called Coswell's trying to figure out how did this man steal her heart when she thought she had her heart guarded. Come on. It's just me in here today. She thought she had her heart guarded. She did not know that it could be that a man could just come out of thin air and make her open up her heart. But since he did, she want to ask the question, how did we get it? Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Ebony. Ebony on it. Deborah Cox. Nobody was supposed to be here. That's the problem. That's the problem. Ladies, what did you do? You know what I'm saying? In order for that man to even get through the door to lay on the couch, you had to unlock the deadlock. We're going to speak on that tonight till she come back in. But how did you get here? You know, like, I know I get a lot of women talk about they baby daddies, he's scum. He ain't this, he ain't that. But, again, how did he become the father? Come on. How did he become the father of your children? Hello. All right, now, ladies, I got to ask you. Men, they talk about their baby moms. And that's another question for the fellas. How did your baby mom become your baby mom? That's it. Oh, thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon, all the way from New Jersey. I see Jersey trying to come up tonight. She said she told him she would take care of him. Right. That's how he got down. She said, you know, wait, don't worry about them bills. And you know what? I wish I could use the voice that Shirley used in that song when Shirley was talking to that woman talking about the clothes he wear, I bought, the food he ate, I bought. You know what I mean? Hey, but old girl, she probably said, don't worry about working. Don't worry about no bills. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. And then after the love is gone, after the horniness has stopped, after the honeymoon period has ended, you back at the crossroads trying to figure out how did he get here. I'm just saying this, though. I understand that no grown woman should be taking care of no grown man. I'm with you. But do not go and try to reach in that pocket. Do not go and try to reach in that pocket for that Social Security number. Hello, man, where D at? D, you still in there? Let me bring D back in. D. Come back in. Come back to the phone, D.
Yeah, I'm here, boss. I'm here, boss.
Hey, D.
Can you hear me?
When you were playing here, Bumblebee, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
When you was out there playing Bumblebee, how did you end up on some of them ladies' couches?
I refuse to answer on the grounds. I might plead the fifth and take a quarter and six back.
How did you end up on them ladies' couches? We being transparent tonight.
Okay, I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to let this one out, but I'm going to have to hold the rest to close to my chest. At the time I was playing Bumblebee, what was... I had the setup like car wash, you know, like the dude that would call himself the fly with the big afro, you know, Mr.
Car wash. Yeah.
See, I had to, at that time, I was singing that song by Rolls Royce called I Want to Get Next to You. And, I mean, when they hear the song, it wasn't nothing else they could do except say, come on home, daddy.
Hey, look what Shan put on there. She said, nah, he put that great D on her, hit her with that sob story, and she fell for it. She said, it's okay, boo, I got you. And her man ran with it. Now she's stuck with a grown boy. Hey, that's possibly can happen.
See,
the penis has power.
Wait a minute. Now answer this question for me. Now we being transparent. Now answer this question for me.
Go ahead. I'm enjoying this. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get myself together, man. Now
I'm enjoying this.
Isn't the black community always saying we supposed to take care of one another? Ain't nothing wrong
right.
with that. If she gonna let me do that, go for the gold. Ain't that the minute taking care of one another?
Oh no! I'm just saying, it's power. You know how they say it's power in the other P, but it's power in the penis as well. And that's what happened. That man, he put that. Now I know who sing this, Babyface. He put that whip appeal. He put that whip appeal on her, and that was it. All he had to do was put that whip appeal, and then that's what she started singing. She started singing, I'll buy your food, I'll buy your clothes, soon as I get home from work.
You done hurt my feelings. You done start singing. You done hurt my feelings now. Hey, but check this out. Where do you think the movie Miss Doubtfire came from? Where do you think the terminology Mr. Mom come from? Well, see, all
I don't
of that
know.
Comes from these women. But see, now check this out. A lot of these women like to holler, I'm a strong black woman. Can't no man tame me. The bottom line is the only reason why can't no man tame them is they haven't ran in the right pasture yet. You know, like the little grass and stuff that's called a pasture. If the woman run across the right pasture, hey, shout out to you, Star. if the woman run across the right pasture, you know, the right grassy lane, it doesn't matter how strong a black woman she thinks she is, it's nature that says a man can pick your lock and sit at your house while you at work. You'll be
right.
you'll be sitting at the house wagging your tail like a little puppy, hollering, "When daddy coming home? When daddy coming home?"
Oh man, Phil. When is daddy coming on? Oh man, I ain't got that camera set up. That camera clowning. But we got John. We got Big John in the building. What up, John?
What's good?
No, I can't hear nothing. I don't know.
Check. This one on.
Hold on, try the other one. Let's see what's up with the other one.
Check.
Yeah, they both on now. Yeah.
Check. We in the building.
When I get a chance to take a break, I'm going to try to get this camera situation.
I was listening on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to see what happens to my guest, man. See if my guest pop back in there. I know she a busy woman, y'all. She got all kind of businesses. She probably had to tend to one of them.
Yeah, y'all was clowning.
Man, we just keeping it real.
You said if the man's laying on the couch.
Yeah. She said if he laying on the couch. Man, let me go back. Hold on. I see, because she still was saying some more. Let me play that.
All year long. Yes.
Mr. Caffey.
Hey,
I said let
I'm
her talk.
I have to let him know. I'm not talking to him. I ain't talking to him. I'm not here too. And as far as in a relationship, a man can't finesse me. A man cannot finesse me. Ladies, y'all got to stop. And men too. Y'all got to stop being finessed. That is the word. When you sitting there, I'm talking about, I see it a mile away. I'm sure y'all done seen Madea. When Madea say at 20, you feel like this here, it's cute when a man getting your nails done, feet done at 20. Nah, boo-boo. It wasn't like that. I was making more money than my mama
did
when I was 20. So,
man, they still want me. Hold on. Let me stop this. Man, at the age 40, I know chicks 40s and 50, they still want a nigga to get their hair, their feet, and nails done. Stop with the couch.
Please believe.
I'm going to come off of at 20. At 20, she was making more money than her mom.
Big cap.
Hold on.
That guy, no. And at 30, and Madea said, you looking at him look to the left. And at 40, and I ain't 40 yet, I'm 36. But at 40, you looking at him like, boy, stop playing, going back over there to your mama house. No, ma'am. Relationship
so,
nowadays.
Let me ask you, Keith. So is that part of the reason why you're not in a relationship right now? Is because, you know, are those the type of men you attracted, men that, you know, dead weight, that you got to go in their pocket and get their social security number?
Oh, no. I don't do Jody's. And see, that's I actually have a great caliber of men that come my way, but it's always something. See, when you get a woman that is very
secure. You don't
secure
do Jody. You don't
know me.
It's always something.
Stop. You don't do Jody. But why are we speaking on Jody?
I can tell her how Jody getting on the couch.
All day. Go ahead. I'm about to try to fix this camera.
See, what she don't realize is there's a caliber of woman that, and I want to say it's usually with the older women, but I can't say that because with the younger women too. They've been in these relationships that don't work. You know what I mean? And they got to a point in their lives where they say, you know what? Let me focus on myself. Let me at least get some money so I can live comfortably. They get on the grind, they get their money, they live in how they want to live, they got the house, the car, they're comfortable, but something's missing, you know? And if they're older, their kids might be out of the house already. If they're younger, they might not have no kids at all. But here along comes this guy, he don't have no car, he don't necessarily have no job, he might not even be intelligent necessarily, but his conversation is engaging, and now you have somebody that your frame of mind switches. I got somebody for me now. You take that man in, you feed him, you close him, you know what I'm saying? forget, regardless of what he got going on, that woman is thinking, I got somebody for me. This is my man. You know what I mean? And I've seen a lot of women like that. That's all they want. They want somebody for them. They tired of putting up these, I'm not going to say all of the expectations are unrealistic, because they're supposed to have a job. They're supposed to have their own car. They're supposed to have their own place. But that after a while, when you start getting up in age, or you've been single for so long, those walls start breaking down. And you just want somebody for you. And you say, you know, he got all these negative things about him. He ain't got this, this, and this. But he's here for me. You know what I'm saying? And those walls get to breaking down. And that's how Jody get on the couch. I've seen it. He ain't got no car. He ain't got no job. He might even be a D-boy, an unsuccessful D-boy. But guess what? When she get home, that bath water ready.
You already know. She food got that cooked. Steak on the stove.
Food cooked.
Steak on the stove.
House clean. Man, you know what I'm saying? He talking about, baby, how was your day? Oh, what you do? I ain't do nothing much but lay around the house. She know I ain't laying around the house because the house clean, dinner cooked. You know what I mean? Bath water ready. He got oils and shit out. Let me rub you down. I know you've been on your feet all day.
Let me rub you down.
You know what I'm saying? Not just a little foot rub, the whole back, the full body rub. Let me rub you down. And that back rub and that body rub feel amazing.
Some of them don't deserve all that.
And they get all of that. You know what I'm saying? And this is coming from a dude with no job, no car, no nothing, but they done rubbed you down.
Straight up.
Now you done ate a good meal. He done rubbed you down. Now he sexed you good.
Right.
So now, on your days off, he got the whip, and he going around doing what he got to do. He didn't put no gas in it because he ain't got no money to put no gas in it. But he rolling around in the whip.
You already
That's
know.
How you know. Who?
Hold on. I think I'm trying to connect them. Hold on 1 second.
But that's how Jody gets.
I like that. I try it now.
We should be good now.
Test with the test of the test.
Yeah, we good now. Alright.
Yeah, but that's how Jody get on the couch. They know. You know what I'm saying? And just because that don't work for you, that don't mean that's wrong for somebody else. That's what that woman want. You know what I mean? She want that guy that's there for them. And that's how it happened. You know what I mean?
Man, I'm about to sit up there. I ain't never had a chance to get on the stage on my own show. But I'm on this mug. I'm gonna sit on there till Kiki get
here. Ain't there something? what's that? Who that chick that was on here that I was listening to? That's who we have.
That's
on
yeah. That's who she coming on. I think she got busy with something. She had to dip out. But I told her we was going to take a few minutes.
Her name Lakeisha?
Yeah, Lakeisha Hampton. She from the South, Atlanta, Georgia. She a serialpreneur, got all kind of businesses.
Okay.
And she working on this book, too. That's why I wanted her to come on there so she could talk about this book.
Did she tell you the name of it?
That's what I'm about to mess it up. Hold on, let me see. Think she said, because she said she ain't really gave it a name yet, but she thinking about calling the... I used to be the other woman or something. The other woman. Yeah, that's okay. It. She gonna call it the other woman. So stay tuned for that. I want to check that book out because she said it's not what we think it is.
It sounds interesting.
She said it ain't what we think it is.
But you never guess what I found today in my car. I know I got it from when we did the vagina monologues.
Oh, what's that?
It was a pin that you put on your shirt. I love female orgasm.
Oh, man, I remember that. Dang, I don't even know if I got one. I remember that, man.
I know where this is from.
I'm so mad I don't know, I just got that camera. And something I pressed on that camera that deleted all the footage from that. I was like, man, what did I do? Erased all the footage. It's gone. But I know how to work that camera now, though. I know how to work that camera now. Yes, sir. But yeah, that's how Jody got that. Ladies, any rebuttal, ladies? Let me see if I can see the chat from there. I want to see what they talking about in the chat. Any rebuttals? Because thing is, that's the question. Because, you know, I mean, now, you know what? I'm going to ask this question, though.
Have you ever been a Jody?
Have I ever been a Jody?
I think we all. I know I've been a Jody before. I know I have.
I never had the pleasure of being a Jody.
I would have. You ain't never had a chick take care of you?
Nah, not really.
They ain't say John.
Because I've always.
John, just sit back, relax. I'm going to buy you all your black and miles. I'm going to buy you all the weed you need.
I've been spoiled, but I ain't never had the opportunity to be a Jody.
Okay.
Well, I could just have to do nothing except you gonna go in there and make them tacos.
Okay.
I had to, you know what I mean? It sounds nice. I see it all the time. Like, man, it must be nice.
Shannon, her name is Lakeisha Hampton. I'm about to drop it in the chat.
Matter of fact, it's funny that y'all having this conversation tonight because I saw a skit on Facebook, and it was like, it says when you get you when you become a sugar baby, you know, that's the opposite of a sugar daddy. You know, when the older woman takes care of the younger man, sugar baby, and it was a nice looking older woman. You know what I'm saying? Had herself together, and he was laying in the bed, and she came in and said, "Baby, wake up." She said, "I'm about to go to work." She said, "I got your breakfast on the way. Bacon, eggs, grits, all the stuff you asked for is coming on the way. I got Uber Eats coming." She said, "You need your hair cut?" She said, she started breaking off racks. She said, "You need your hair cut?"
Oh, yeah, I seen that video.
She said, "Your stuff's looking a little scruffy. You need to go to that barber my son go to." She was like, "Matter of fact, I'm going to give you all this. Go get your hair cut." She said,
"His baby mom. Did you
take your baby mama out to eat?" Or she said something. "Did you see your baby mama?" She said, "Take your baby mama out, get her hair done, and take your son out to eat." And she said, "What is this?"
Man, she could have been capping for the camera though.
She said, "I thought I told you give me all your bills. Matter of fact, give me this. I'm gonna pay this today. I told you don't worry about nothing, baby. I got you."
Where those women at? We need more of them.
Man, I was like, "What?" Must be, he said, "Go get your baby mama hair done." I said, "What?" But, you know, I know some guys that would frown upon that. I'm not saying, you know, I just say it must be nice, you know, to at least experience it. I ain't never get to experience it. I bet you if Fields called right now, he'd be like, "Nah, I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. I've always been the provider." Da-da-da-da. You know, I know what Fields would say.
Where you at, Fields? I tag Fields in the video. Where you at, Fields?
He might be on the road.
Come through, Fields. Come through. Cause
but, you know.
I know. I remember you said you wanted what's her name? What's her name? Kim Kardashian to take care of you and your wife.
I was supposed to hit my man Sammy up, too. Sammy wanted to, get on and everything
tonight.
Yeah, he wanted to, you know, just I'm gonna tell him at least call in. But yeah, I said, "Dang," I said, "must be nice." I said, "Sugar baby, huh?" I didn't even know that existed till I heard about it,
man. But you know, women been taking care of men for years though.
Uh huh.
For years, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I ain't really necessarily with it. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm traditional, so you know, I'm all about if you taking care of me, that mean that for me personally, I don't feel like I'm a man if you have been taking care of me.
But I've seen women who want to have a man, man. They want to have a man. I ain't gonna say his name, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my unk. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen him do some things. To where these women they just want a certain type of man, you know what I mean? And they ponder over them, like, you know, "What's going on, man? Come to the spot, man." And the chick then gave him the key. We at the crib watching the game all day, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, he done met the little chick. She way in Chicago somewhere at the club. He was like, "Hey, come through," and da-da-da. She done left. Got him something to eat, but got us something to eat. Got like two Crave cases, and then came all the way from Chicago to his spot in Gary. Right. I've seen it, you know. So it does exist, you know. And this is not something, this is stuff that they're doing willingly. They ain't like they being finessed. Right. They doing it willingly.
Right.
So, you know.
I tried to run back over here and see if she came into the queue. I didn't want to keep her hanging, but yeah, man. Let me see. They want to know, say, hey, DJ. Hold on. What does Shannon say? Say, hey, the DJ, you the grown boy on the couch. Well, I'm just saying we all have been there. We all have been there. We all done had some type of chick take care of us for a minute. But you know what? I had a chick pay my rent, 2 months rent, but I paid her back, though. So, because I didn't want her to be talking about, I paid your, you know how it is,
mm-hmm.
get into that little argument. I paid your rent. Mm-hmm. I did that. Like, no, I'm mm-hmm. saying I paid you back my rent. So now what?
You paid her back?
Yeah.
You know why you paid her back? Because you ain't want to come at you like Cardi B.
Yeah.
Said, it's my dick and I want it now. She's going to be on.
Okay, Shannon. Much love, Shannon. Thank you. Appreciate you for coming out and stopping through, Shannon. All right. Okay, I'm waiting for the guest. I don't know what's on that. What is after that? Man, I don't know where Kiki is. Let me give a shout out to Shannon.
All right. All right.
Mr. D. Hold on, Mr. D. All right, Mr. D. It's just the fellas. King Dwayne, man. Shout out to King Dwayne. He had a long day. Long day at work. Yeah, he had a long day at work. He won't be coming through tonight.
You mean he got scared called Big Daddy was on the phone. Okay, I understand.
Oh, you talking about Shannon? You talking about Shannon?
Yeah, they all got scared because I was on the phone. All right. Well, tell Q and Miss Lakeisha, they ain't got to get scared. I ain't going to rough them up. I ain't going to tell them to tell the truth tonight.
I'm glad you said. Let me finish playing. We're gonna finish playing because I don't know if she gonna come back at night. I don't know what happened to her. But I will say this though: when I do my shows, I don't dedicate the whole show to a person. If I was taking too long, you know, I do have to open up. I do have to open up and do my own introduction. And sometimes it might take a minute for that introduction. So I'm not gonna give you my whole 2 hour show. But all right, let me go on and play this real quick.
She can handle things for the most part that's coming her way. Those things are intimidating. I found that they're intimidating, but they're not intimidating to a real man. They're intimidating to a boy. So when you do get a man that is just like you, as in he has acquired the things that you've acquired, then he got a little more comfortable about himself. So you got to take time with him. I have several potentials. Many potentials, actually.
Potentials.
But
what does that mean, potentials?
Okay. All right. She said you got to take some time with the ones that got a little bit more up. You got to take time with the Jodies, too.
Because
Jody just may not be fucking just you. He probably fucking somebody else, too.
And look what Jody turned out to be.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. When she says stuff like, when he got what you got, why does it have to be material? You know what I'm saying? Why does it have to be material?
Well, that's the type of world we live in.
I know a lot of
guys. Material, transitional world.
I ain't going to say no names, but I know some guys that was going through some things. You know what I'm saying? And they everybody was telling, what are you doing? What is he doing every day? Da, da, da. Couple, you know what I'm saying? A little bit later on in the future, now they got stuff going for them. You know what I'm saying? Back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
Almost definitely. Let me cue her up one more time. Let's see.
You don't have to rush into it, and you don't have to lay up to get nothing that you want. It's a such court. It ain't dead.
Okay.
It's not dead.
Okay, all right. I'm digging what you said. Let me say what?
I said all men are not dogs. All women are not dogs. It's just that when you have
most definitely,
we gotta find each other. Like when that
most definitely
that other, That's when they connect.
No, I agree with that.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, we gotta find each other. Most definitely gotta find each other. What you got on that, D?
You still there, D? But he must be getting some ice for that Pepsi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Am I there?
You there?
Okay. Okay. Want to say real quick, hey, amen, put my diplomatic hat back on. Shout out to Shannon Starr. Shout out to Ebony. Ebony, you know you're my girl now. You know you all right. Shout out to Big John. Big John got that hat on tonight. I'm kind of nervous now. He might be ready to jump on somebody.
Shout out to you, Mr. C. Hoorah.
Okay. Hey, but check this out. Most women hate to admit the fact that there is a man out there that'll do everything that John said, you know, got the bath water ready, the ladies, okay, we'll do it like this. We'll say the lady's at work, she on her way home, dude got the bath water ready, the house clean, and got the food cooked, but flip that pancake over. The guy got all this going on for the lady because he already slipped lady number two already out the door. So he know what time she's coming home. He know what time she's coming home, so he's got to have the house ready for her. So, that's sort of like a double-edged sword, you know?
Mr. D, you know you like dark data. You always got to take it to the dark side.
I can't help it. That's Paris Island coming out.
Is that where you went to, John, Paris Island?
No, I was in California.
That's right, San Diego.
San Diego,
oh,
yeah.
He a Cali boy. He a Cali boy.
Yeah.
Mr. D was what, North Carolina?
I thank God I wasn't in Paris Island, Mr. D.
Now, hey, man, I'm going to tell you, if when you finish at Paris Island, you come out two ways, crazy and more crazy.
Mosquitoes look like dogs.
Wow, they just biting big chunks out.
Man, I heard it was terrible out there.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, uh-oh, let's see who you popped in now. Let's see who popped in now. No, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, a lot of women have had their lives screwed up so long, so bad, when they run across a good dude, they don't even know how to act. I mean,
many don't know that.
True.
I'm trying to tell them. Be like, hey, I'm not that nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, the last man, he wouldn't do this. He wouldn't grab my ass. I'm like, well, I'm not that nigga.
I have to keep it sort of PG-13. I ain't going to say I crawl up in it and hide, you know, but...
Whoa.
But, you know, you know, there's some women, man, that hate to admit the fact that a lot of them can't find a good guy because some of them got more mileage on them than my tires, and my tires are like 150.
Ooh.
So, you know, if a woman finds a guy that's going to go ahead and stay on the couch and treat her like that, you know, had everything ready for more power to it.
Mr. D.
I guess. Yes, sir.
Mr. D.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you seen the post on my page that says, let's be honest, the truth is some women, they are allergic to good guys or something that's like that about the reason why they allergic to good guys or something that's why they can't find a good man because they just don't want no good man. But you got to see the comments that's on them.
Well, you know, I'm
going to look at my phone. I'm going to look at my phone and I'm going to go through it. But you got to see the comments. Well, some of the stuff people saying, because I'm like, well, that's not it because
it ain't no man out there that's good. And it's something up with every man. So that's not what it is. I'm like, you a negative woman. I told the chick, I'm like, you are a miserable negative woman. She wanted to get offended. I'm like, you negative. I'm like, anytime you say that you every man is not good, so like that means that you'll never find a man. You're gonna be by yourself. Oh well, I'm good with that. Wow. When that rose go out, we'll see how good she is. That little bunny rabbit, that rose. You know that rose that
Adam and Eve joint.
No, yes, it's the little sex toy.
I've seen it.
Roses are in bloom. That's what they say.
If you stay up playing 2K late at night and cut the 2K off, and don't nothing be on, that Adam and Eve stuff pop right on.
Yeah, they be doing them infomercials. If you press one now, you can get a free rose with your order of 10 vibrators. Press one now.
With an extra USB cord.
Talking about, oh yeah, these roses, they never go out. Okay, all right.
You can plug this up just like plugging a phone.
And that goes back to my other point when I wrote the one post where it says that, you know, if he don't take care of me sexually, he's not the one for me. And then I put the red flags and I wrote, you know, maybe you just ran through, because look at what you're doing with yourself with a vibrator. You are desensitizing your vagina, and now the next man you get, you expect his penis to be able to take the place of that inanimate object that you were going to put in there. All right, that's another teaser for tonight. I'm going back to my seat.
Your Facebook chat line is bumping.
Delina Kay and her to like the
hey, hey, now see, a lot of these women, well, I ain't going to say a lot of them. I'll say some of the ones I was playing Bumblebee with. You know, some of them, they want something, and then after they get it, they really don't know how to appreciate it. And when you find a woman that's doing all that talk about this man ain't that and that man ain't that, the chances is that woman is not what she's supposed to be. So instead of putting the blame on herself, she's pointing her finger at somebody else, like the Temptation said. When you're living in a glass house, don't throw no stones.
Ebony's going to say y'all the ones with the mouths.
That's what I'm saying. Ebony said y'all like the ones with mouths. I'll put it like this. At one point in time of my life, I liked the women that had a lot of drama. I didn't know her vagina had the mouth, but I liked the women, the loud ones that be in the room. I used to tell them the ones. I used to tell my guy, like, watch, I can pull her, have her just like that. But after a while, when I had drama and stuff, I almost get shot up. So I was like, oh, no, I can't be around y'all type of women. So I had to let them go.
Hey, man.
Okay, let me bring in the heat. We got the heat on the thing, D. I'm about to bring her in.
Oh, okay. That's good. I need some heat as cold as it is out here.
I know. It's cold. We got that Minnesota weather now.
What's up, Kiki?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, what's up?
Are you sitting in the corner?
I'm sitting in the corner, yes.
You see that? You see what you said that dog?
I see it. Who put you on punishment?
Nobody put the heat on punishment. I put myself on punishment.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, you know, hey, T, I'm going to tell you what put her in the corner over there. Remember the other night you talking about that fried bologna sandwich? Yeah, you go on in the corner, girl.
You talking about some fried bologna the other night, T.K.?
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Wait, on the video?
I didn't know it was going to be held against me.
You said it on the video? I'm going to be crazy.
I said it.
Hey, what's up, Key? How you doing, girl?
Good, Mr. D. How are you?
I'm just doing raggedy and fine. Hey, you say if you sing like that video again, you gonna mess around and have me sitting on the porch wagging my tail. Oh man.
Let me get myself out the corner.
Come out of the closet. You got it too. Why you didn't come out? We looking for you to show up.
You didn't tell me to show up, bro.
I said coming in like John.
Oh, I just thought you said
nine. John.
I mean, I know you said nine, but I didn't know to come out.
Not being submissive. Hey, Kiki, it's a speed dating event going on.
You know, you got to tell me what it is.
It's a speed dating event going on here in the building on Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10. It's called Quickie Connections. I'm about to put it up to the camera. Hold on.
Quickie Connections.
Can you see? Yeah, put it up. Okay. Send it to me. I can see date.
All right, come get your connection. This might be your breakthrough on Saturday. This might be your breakthrough.
Your husband might be there.
That's what I'm saying. Your breakthrough.
I got jokes tonight, right?
No, I'm just saying your husband might be there.
I said you got jokes tonight, right?
Kiki, after what we didn't heard tonight, yeah, we do got jokes. Matter of fact, I might rewind it just to let you hear what was said tonight.
Why you think your husband won't be there?
It's a number of reasons why he won't be there.
Why, Kiki?
Yeah, get her, John. Talk to her, John.
I can just give you one reason.
Man, grill her, John. Give her the grill.
Is because Kiana's not ready. So he's not going to be there.
I mean, you don't have to marry him after you see him the next day. But what if he's interesting enough to let him court you?
There you go. Get her. Go ahead.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't waste my time, though, because I don't have time to waste. I'm about to die out here in these streets.
So what if that courting turns into, you know what, he's looking like he's the one?
I mean, if it looks like that, John, you know me. I can handle the heat.
No,
so
I'm about to get it, though. About to get it. Okay, she just said she can handle the heat.
Yeah.
All right, well, check this out then. If you can handle the heat so much, haven't you, Ms. Heat, haven't you heard about married people that said they weren't looking for nothing, they didn't want nothing, and boom, here you go. It just popped right up in my lap.
Yeah, I believe it. Normally, when you're not looking for something, you'll find something. But be careful what you find.
This your breakthrough, though. This your breakthrough on Saturday. That'll be your breakthrough.
I mean, you can speak it all you want to.
I dare you get in one of your pastors or preachers' prayer line and tell him you can speak it all you want. I dare you tell him that where's Pastor Antoine when you need him? Where's Pastor Antoine when you need him?
Hey, tell Kiki if she finds the one on this speed date, she got to bring him before the man so that the man can go ahead and make sure he's qualified. Now, that's you and John. Y'all got to run the brother through the test because you got to look out for your sisters. That's what y'all always say. Y'all always say the black man got to look out for the sisters.
We might grill him on the show.
Take him to the gun range. Big brother John got to take him to the gun range.
He got to be a protector.
That's
right. And he got to be a provider. And I can teach you about being a priest. I can teach you about being a priest at a home. Meaning,
I don't want to make us scare the man away.
Like Bad Boys, can you fight?
Wait a minute. They're not gonna scare the man away because you already said the other day on the show, on the program, that you needed a bologna sandwich that had to be fried. So we gonna make
sure. She wants that bologna with cheese, the Theo special. He said, Theo, how do you expect to eat? Bologna and cereal.
Y'all wrong.
We keep it at a buck tonight.
Do it all, Kiki, from Benihana's to Benny's and Weenie's.
Hey,
well,
I got
to everything in between.
I got to ask y'all, though, did y'all catch how Pastor Antoine fried your boy AD?
Last week?
No, on Sunday. I watched it. We about to get gangster now. I watched it Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And right before he got ready to preach, he was like,
"Now, I'd like to say, this past Thursday, I was invited. Nah, I can't do his voice. But he was like, this past Thursday, I was invited to an talk radio show. He said, let me just show a little something that happened. And it was Dio that tried to grill him.
Oh.
And he showed it. He was like, see, look at this. Now, watch this. He asked me, he said, do you have your Bible with you tonight? He said, no. I know y'all remember what he said. He didn't have the Bible. He said, now look at that. The whole church was like, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Hey, defense. Now, that was the brother first time out the gate. I couldn't just rope a dope and beat him up on the first time. But wait till February, Black History Month. I'm going to get black.
Because what happened
was the brother said some stuff to the congregation, and I forgot the number one rule in radio. The announcer has the last say. So he had some things he said to the church I wasn't able to come back on him with. But I got him this time, buddy.
D tried to rope him, and he couldn't rope him, and then the pastor came back and said, now look, check this out.
Well, I kind of feel D on that.
Oh, okay.
He kind of answered
some
questions.
That's all right. We'll see what he say next time.
He answered some questions that I had. Go ahead, D.
Hey, wait till the preacher come back next time. I'm bringing out the brass knuckles. I tried to give him a break because he was a virgin, you know, but now he's a veteran, so I'm going to work with him next time.
We're going to have a good time when we come back.
Yeah.
Why are you looking like that?
I didn't want to beat him up on the first time out the gate, you know.
I feel you on that.
I got him, though. You guys make sure y'all watch the Black History program when it comes on, when Brother Antoine come back. Make sure y'all watch it and put your tapes on DVR so you can rewind it and sell video copies of what's about to happen.
Get back to Kiki. Did you hear what was said tonight?
I heard a little bit of what was said, not everything.
She said that if you got a man living on your couch, go in his pocket and take his Social Security number out
so you can claim him on your taxes because that's your child.
Well,
Don't tell me you agree with that.
I wouldn't go so far to that. That's a low blow. You know, I don't do low blows unless I have to. But that's a low blow. I wouldn't go that far with it. And that's why we have I can respect a person's opinion and everything like that, but that's why we have a whole lot of problems, because we're not sitting down and trying to figure out how we can do better and be better. We rather just throw blows. And so when you get done throwing blows, then at the end of the day, people still gonna do what they want to do, how they want to do. So, I mean, it's a way that we kind of need to voice things. I'm really off from, and really, I've watched so many things today on social media that has to do with relationships, people feeling some type of way. I seen a comment today. I said I was going to try to do a segment of a podcast about it when I seen one of my male friends had posted. He was just like, if you're on social media and you showing your body and busting it wide open for all of social media to see, how do you expect for a real man to want a wife? My response to what he said, I simply said, it's a sad story when women like that are being wives. We're missing what's going on here. A lot of women that are sitting on social media that are showing their bodies and stuff like that, men are hitting the heart button. They're hitting the like button. Mm-hmm. And then some of them are in the DM. These women who are out doing what they want to do when they want to do it are being wives. They are being wifey. They are getting that conversation from men. And really, I look at it like this. When you see that, now the man is thinking, and he's thinking in his lustful mind. Because that's the first thing that's going to happen if you're showing all of your anus and more. But we got it wrong because we have changed the language of how I remember when hoes or promiscuous women or whores, I'm just using names that we know, tramps. I remember that when that wasn't a good thing back when we were younger. Now it's become such a social media good thing. And it is what it is. We've changed the language. But I've seen so much today talking about relationships, and I just think we do it all wrong.
I remember a podcast that we had back in April, and the same person that's bringing up this subject, they was against what I said. Do you remember that, John?
What'd you say?
We was talking about meeting women at first sight that's twerking and dropping it like it's hot, responded to them as such, and people were saying, oh, a woman can't twerk. She can't twerk without being called a hoe. Do y'all remember that show? It was two ladies that was on the panel.
We was at the Illusions, ain't it?
We was at Illusions, and two ladies that was on the panel was yelling at us, talking about, oh, a woman can't twerk without being called a hoe. What you mean? Da, 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 da.
What are you talking about with my girlfriends having a good time?
I remember all that. I had to call you out, Kiki. I had to call you out. What you got to say for yourself?
Well, the whole thing is this. What did I tell you about me? I said, you'll never find me twerking.
Yeah, you said you can't do that.
Now, I don't do it.
But you also hollered and said, why a woman can't do it?
What I meant by that is just to save third base here. What I meant by that was, first of all, women who are going to twerk are just going to twerk. I'm just saying you can't say that a woman, listen, you can't, well, you can if you want to. You can judge whatever you want to judge, however you judge. But what I'm saying is some of these women, whether they twerk or not, I've seen women do twerk that don't twerk on a regular. So may have done it, may have been drunk or whatever, I don't know. But may have done it, but I don't see that on a regular from them. Can I say as a woman that she's a hoe? No, she's just doing something that I don't normally do. Me not twerking, does that mean I'm not a hoe? And that's why I say when we start using, not saying that I am, but when we start judging people according to really what they, you just have to be careful because you really don't know and really can't say unless you have been with that person. Unless you really know that person. You can't say a person's a hoe just by what they're doing.
I can kind of agree on that, Kiki, because I was about to ask you, like, what about the young woman that's out there? She's young. She's out there with her girlfriends. It's her birthday, or it's her girlfriend's, her best friend's birthday. And they out there, they twerking, they having a good time. They ain't looking for a man. They out there with their girlfriends. They want to shake their behind and have fun. You know what I'm saying? Or about the young lady that's in the gentleman's club. She's dancing. She's stripping. She's doing all these things.
That's her job.
But what we don't know is
that's her job.
She done put herself through school, and a couple years later, she got a couple degrees. Now, she don't dance no more. You know what I'm saying? Now, she's got her own practice where she's, you know, working in her field, making a lot of money. But she did that as a quick way to make some money to do what she got to do, which is go, you know, in the direction of her career. You know what I'm saying? We've seen it happen all the time. You know what I mean? And some stick with it because it's fast money, and some go the other route, and they go back to school, and they get an education. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that. You can't put every woman in a box like that and say, okay, well, boom, 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 because that's part of life. You're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to, you know.
Is twerking part of life, John?
Man, twerking is part of life. You know what I'm saying? Them young girls out there, they want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? They want to get out there and enjoy themselves. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
This is what I said. I didn't say they was a hoe, but what I was saying was is that they're going to probably get treated like one. Like, oh, man, I walk right up on you. You dropping it like it's hot. I'm like, okay, well, then it's true. I need you to drop it on me like it's hot. That's probably the reaction that you're going to probably get from most men. That's what I was trying to say.
I mean, but if you're a man, don't be no freaking knucklehead, go up and grab her waist and ass and start pumping and grinding on her. You walk up to her and say, can I dance with you?
Well, you
simple
said, you
as
said
that.
It right. You said it right, a man.
Yeah.
We don't have too many of those these days. You don't have too many of those.
Yeah.
You have betas, you have simps, you have wannabes. You know what I'm saying? You don't really have men out there today. You got men that come straight in the club, and then they grabbing their ass, talk about, hey, what it do?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I guess to each his own, but you know.
That's all I was saying, like, first impressions, last impressions. Like, hey, the first time I saw you was dropping it like it's hot. So I couldn't tell whether you was a good girl or not. I just know you dropped it.
Right.
I know you dropped it. That's all I know.
You know? But let's be also real. There's some guys out there who found their wife dropping it hot in the club. You know what I'm saying?
And they liked it
because it was appealing to them.
Right.
They got the number. Later on, they had a conversation. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't gonna, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not going to treat you a certain kind of way because I saw you dancing a certain kind of way. Let's have a conversation, and through that conversation, they found out they had some things in particular. Next, you know, they start dating. Boom, and it led to a relationship. You know, everybody's not in the world's not an asshole. We do have some out there, but you know, like Kiki said, you can't put, you know, everybody in that same category unless you intimately know them. So that's what it is. Your thoughts, Kiki?
Huh?
I said your thoughts.
I mean, I just agree because there are a lot of us that are walking around that have on a mask. And what I mean by that is you don't necessarily have to twerk to be a hoe. You can be sitting right in ministry and be one.
That's true.
You can be sitting in the president's office working up under the president and
plenty.
Be a hoe.
I know plenty.
You can be – so what I'm saying is before we start with the – see, I don't really like name calling, though. I've never liked it. But it happens. But what I'm saying is get to know the person before you go there with it. You don't know why people are taking the measures that they're taking, because a lot of us out here are dealing with a whole lot of things, and we are not handling our situations according to how we should. And so what happens is your mindset could be all over the place, and you're thinking, man, or, and you got to go back to this. Drinking, drugs, all of that plays a part in it as well. Because if you're drinking and you're taking in drugs and all this kind of stuff, you know that your mindset is not the same as if you were not doing that.
Depends on the person.
It depends on the person. But what I'm saying is you're up under a whole nother substance, and you cannot tell me that if you sip something or you take in drugs that your mindset is the same when you don't do it. But I'm just throwing that out there, because a lot of times we do play this little judgment game where we judge other people and how they do what they do. Listen, I'm all for what people want to do, because that's what they're going to do. I let people be who they are. And it doesn't bother me, because the people around me, I want them to be who they are anyway.
Straight up.
I want them to be exactly who they are. I don't want anyone around me that feels like they're uncomfortable and can't be who they want to be. I said that the last time that we were on a podcast, when we were talking about the women that were sitting there talking about the men that they had been with, and how they were doing certain things that they didn't agree with sexually. And I'm like, this man wants to be vulnerable. So what he needs to do at this point is he needs to find him somebody that he can be vulnerable with. That's not going to go behind his back and talk about what he's done. We're doing too much.
You talking about Angela Yee?
Yeah.
Angela Yee.
That conversation that she had with the other young ladies. But yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all for a talk when it has to do with relationships, but I just see so much, and then I've seen so much disaster in the past week. Because I'm on a lot of groups that have to do with relationships, and you see people that are broken, people that are dealing with abusive relationships, people that are suffering, people that are dealing in pain. And these people, when they go on social media and they're putting their situation out there up under their real name and stuff like that, I feel for them, not because you're putting your business out there, but I feel for them because they're doing it because they need answers. They need to know how to walk away. They need to know what the next step is. This stuff is crazy out here. But people are hurting and people need help. And I'd rather be a help to somebody than to discourage them.
Well, it's funny that you said that, because in a lot of times relationship, a lot of the biggest problems that we overlook is that people don't listen to each other. We always talk about talking and communicating, and I feel like, how can you effectively communicate if you don't listen? You know what I mean? Me and Tyron have dealt with children for years, and there's a specific place that I worked at that they had an adult unit downstairs, and every now and then I would go down and work with the adults. And the adults were mostly suicidal or had suicidal issues or attempts or whatever. So we had to have this group therapy or whatever. So I had like 10 people. We sat in this room, and I told them, I said, okay, well, listen, everybody. I said, I myself have never dealt with suicidal depression, and I don't really know anybody, friends or family, who have dealt with suicide or depression. Not that much. So I don't believe it's going to help you guys if I read out of this book. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around the table, and I want you to talk about the best time in your life. Whether it been when you had married, kids, your first job, whatever, the best time you felt the best in your life. And then I want you to talk about how you think you can get back to that. So we start going around the table, and people start talking. And before you knew it, they were shedding tears, and they was exchanging numbers because a lot of their stories were similar. You know, they were, you know, doing – and I was learning a lot. And I would tell them, hey, thank you for sharing that. Okay, so-and-so, you go ahead. So by the time I got to the fifth person, the chick came down. She was like, John, you had a break yet? You took your lunch yet? I said, nah. She said, well, go ahead and go on lunch, and I'm gonna swap you out. I said, okay, bet. So this young lady comes down, and she starts telling them how she's got a degree in psychology or you know, whatever it was pertaining to that field or whatever. And she got to talk to them about what, you know, what God wants you to do this. And when you wake up in the morning, their minds wasn't tuned to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So they got real upset because they liked the route that they were going, what we were doing. You know, they were letting people hear them, and people were listening to them, you know. So when I came back from lunch, I had like three or four of them rush me, and it was like, John, what the fuck was this? And I was like, what? What's going on? They were like, why'd that bitch come down there and fuck up our group? I said, wait a minute, what's going on? This bitch got to talk about her degrees and what God wants you to do and da-da-da. We were fine with what we were doing. We were getting some kind of good therapy out of this, and we were talking to each other and listening. I don't want to hear that bitch talk, you know what I'm saying? But they were listening to each other. They were getting something out of that, you know what I'm saying? And she came down, and I know she didn't mean no harm. She was trying to help, you know what I'm saying? But she got to spewing, and it became more about her and more about what she was saying than them being able to listen to each other. And that's what they got the therapy from. They were listening to each other, and when they spoke, they know somebody was listening to them that was going through the same exact thing they were going through, and they got something from it. And I think that, you know, intertwines relationships. We don't listen. And you can learn a lot when you just sit back, chill, and listen.
So right now we're going to have a therapy session. Okay, Kiana Wolf, the Heat, can you go back in a time when you was the happiest right now?
When I was what?
When you was happy with the man you was with.
You want me to tell you the situation or?
No, you ain't got to go into detail, but you know, just the time when you
were
happy.
Yeah, okay, so a time when I was happy with the man I was with was a time where I felt like I was truly loved.
Okay.
Where I really felt like at one point there was a lot of love for me. I was taken care of. And even though I've always been this, like, I've always had an independent type of or about me, it just felt good at that moment to feel the love from someone else outside of people that you wouldn't normally get it from.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Right. Yeah. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Man. So is that what you would want from the next man that gets the privilege, the opportunity to date you?
Yes, I would. I have to have genuine love. There is no other way with me when it comes to that. It has to be genuine, because anything non-genuine, I feel like it's fake and I don't want to be around. And I'll pick up on it too. So I just say, I want a man to be genuine with me. I want him to be honest with me. I want him to feel like he can trust me. I want him to feel like just because he may think that I have good qualities and he may believe that I'm beautiful, it doesn't mean that I have to sleep around. I want honest, genuine love, respect, and communication as well as, and just communication is not good enough either. I want us both to be able to comprehend Because communication, you can communicate all day, but it's the person listening to you. And really listening. Listen to what I'm saying. I need to listen to what you're saying. And I think that when you have two people that basically are moving towards the same common goal, a lot of things work better.
Yeah, no, but that's the problem, though. Don't nobody want to put in the work.
Well, you have to find the right one that's going to put in the work, because what you'll find is people, and this is, let's just be honest. Who wants to put in work if they can get it easy? That's the mindset that we use. And guess what? What we don't realize is that we're looking at the mindset like, I just want it easy. I don't want to put in all that work. But what you'll figure out is later is that easiness that you felt, that you didn't want to put out in all that work, you'll see how it'll fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put in the work for anything you decide to do. Put in that work, man. Man and woman, put in the work. That's the only way it will become something, is if you put in the work, but you got to put it in together. If I'm fighting you, and you're going towards a goal, but I'm fighting you, that ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm trying to move towards a goal and you fight me, that ain't going to work. We have to get on one accord when it comes to things and really respect and love each other. And if we're not going to, there's no use to even trying. I don't want a man that don't want to put in no work. But guess what? I got to put in work every day. And that ain't got nothing to do with him. So I just, you know, because God is working with me and working with my mentality, and I am able to actually comprehend what I need to comprehend, learn from Kiana's mistakes, learn from Kiana's wrongdoings, learn from Kiana's ignorance, from Kiana's stubbornness. See, we got to self-reflect, and we got to be accountable for our own actions. The next relationship I go into, trust, I didn't go in the last one. I don't think I went in the last one wrong. But I did do some wrong things. The next relationship that I do go into, oh, it should be smooth sailing for me. I'm coming with wisdom, and I'm coming all of what I have to give, because that's how I was raised anyway.
Make sure you put some heat in there.
Go ahead.
I said, make sure you put some heat in there.
the heat just comes with it, but along with the heat got to come respect. For him and respect for myself. And I feel like I've been single for almost three years. I enjoy it because it's teaching me things. I want to wait. And I want to put in the work with me as a single woman and mother, so that when I go and I am cuffed or wife, then I know.
Well, make sure when you have your wedding, y'all may get some place with a big dance floor so we can tear it up. So we can
of
turn
course,
up.
You know, that's a given.
Well, all right.
Y'all feel low tonight.
Huh?
I said, y'all a little low.
What do you mean we low tonight?
Can't be at no 9 o'clock.
What do you mean we low?
Because so the previous, the 8 o'clock session, how was it?
I ain't going to speak on it because I ain't want y'all to get involved in that. Y'all got to hit the playback on that one because they take this page down. They're going to take it down because of something I said. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got to go back and listen. I wanted to hear if old girl had any cap in her conversation. She never did come. She was here in the queue, but me and D had to discuss some stuff. I mean, we had discussed some things that's out there, and
she got off.
Yeah, she got off and never came.
Oh, man.
You know, maybe she was busy or whatever.
See, for those of y'all that's watching the show or that's gonna watch the show, you be missing out. I'm telling you.
I say this though, we spoke on the decision that the Supreme Court
justice made last Thursday while I was doing the show. And if I hadn't have been doing my show, I would have known they made that decision. But when I got off the phone, that's when I found out, oh, they had made that decision. So this is something that we had to speak about.
What was the decision? I ain't hear nothing about nothing.
That, well, your boy Biden wanted to he wanted to make this little mandate that everybody had to get vaccinated, but, hey, the Supreme Court was like, hey,
knocked
no.
it down. You can't force nobody to
knocked
do nothing.
Knocked it down, yep. So me and D, D gone. That's why I don't want to say too much about it. But me and D, we spoke about it because D, you know, he all about democracy. But I'm like, that wasn't no democracy right there. That wasn't.
Nah, you can't. You ain't forcing me to get
no
nothing. Are we getting another stimulus or not?
I hope so.
I keep hearing rumors, people saying, yeah, no.
I wish we do. I need that.
I need that stimulus.
I need it.
And then I heard they bringing back that the big unemployment checks. I heard that too today.
Well, I'm working, so I ain't gonna get that. But tell me this though, with these little home kits they send to people's houses to see if they got it. How do you get one of those? Because I ain't one that ain't came to my mailbox yet.
I got a test. A text. About that today. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Do you have any of those kits, Kiki?
No, but I do know that some of the churches were giving out kits.
Yeah, because I've seen the churches, they giving them out, and they said that the government is mailing them out to people's homes. So I was wondering, do we have to go online to get one, or
here go right here?
Gonna give it to us.
It says beginning Wednesday, January 19th, you can order free rapid COVID-19 test kits through the government following website www.covidtest.com.
Oh, on their website.
For a total of 4 test kits can be ordered per household.
How many tests come in that kit? 4 test kits.
It's 4 test kits can be ordered per household.
Yeah, I'm gonna get them because a lot of these places, they want to know have you had a test within the past 72 hours or whatever. So show them that test. You know, I mean, I'd be willing to do that, but they your boy Biden trying to make it mandatory because I was telling D, I'm like, man, that's a dictatorship. That ain't no republic. That ain't no democracy. That's dictatorship when you say that you got to do this, or else you're going to lose your job. Now, who want to work under them type of
That's not,
you know,
cool.
I mean?
That's dictator. That's a dictatorship.
Who want to work under that? Please. Please. Anyway, great show tonight, guys. Man, Kiki, what you about to get into, girl?
Get into this bed. That's all I got. I'm not, between home life or whatever.
How you like the Dr. Umar lecture on Monday?
It was all right. You know me. You know, some things I agree with, some I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, with me, whether I agree or disagree, it's still a respect thing. I still respect the person. So, he's Dr. Umar. That's who he is. I mean, he does things.
I was so jealous, man, because I had to work, and I didn't get to go to the place. And I wanted to,
A lot of people there, man. Big turnout.
That's what I heard, and I was so disappointed because I had to work. I sure did want to go.
But guess what else I heard too, Kiki, is that a lot of them came because of what? Take one wild guess why a lot of people was there.
Why?
One wild guess. I mean, it aired last Thursday. The interview aired last Thursday, so. People watched the show.
So
they came. They watched the show.
Yeah.
It was people that traveled there from like other cities and states.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I hope they did watch the show.
So shout out to the viewers. Shout out to the viewers. It was them guys that were sitting on the front row, Kiki. All of them came from Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all came from Dayton, Ohio. It was like a whole bunch of young guys, probably in their 20s, sitting in the front row. Yeah. They came. That's about what? About a 4-hour drive, I think, from Dayton.
You know what? I will say this. It was good to see so many young people.
Yes.
It was more young people than it was adults.
I'm telling you, facts.
That's good.
It was good to see young
people. Yep.
They were young boys and girls,
yes.
But mostly young boys.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the pastor, he had sat next to me before it started, and he was like, young man, I just can't seem to understand. He was like, I ain't never seen these many young people in my church before. He's pastor of the church. I ain't never seen this many young people in my church before.
More young men follow him than you think.
He's like, what? He said, what do I need to do to get them to come to my church? Matter of fact, that's going to be a pastor. He's going to be on our program as well, Pastor Larry Bates.
Okay.
He's like, what I need to do? And I said, bring Umar back. He said, yeah. That's what it is. Umar got him in there.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
All right, let's do final wrap up, final thoughts. What you got, Kiki?
Can Kiki go last?
You know what, man? No, stop. I'm getting tired of this.
Kiki,
I always want to go last, man. The person that's on the screen go first. The one that's in the building. Say what?
It's two of us on the screen.
But it's two of us inside the building, too.
All right, I go, I guess. So my final thought would be, I don't know. I don't even know what my final thought is. That's why I said, let me go last.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
I'll go ahead and go.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, check it out, man. New year, 2022. You know me, I be on the same stuff. Coronavirus is still out there. Omarion, Delta variant and all this stuff. Like Ty say every show, protect yourself. Get your vitamins. You know what I'm saying? Build up your immune system. You know what I mean? And protect yourself, man. I've been back at the range a lot between the end of the year and the beginning of the year. And like we said in earlier, I've said in earlier podcasts, more African-Americans have bought guns last year than in a lot of years combined. We saw ammunition prices go up. We saw weapon prices go up. Be willing to know how to learn how to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do if someone my size tries to kick in your door or come through your window? That little baseball bat that you have might not be suffice. That kitchen knife that you have might not be suffice. You know, learn how to have a emergency drill for things like that to go on in your home, and start teaching your kids self-defense. You know what I mean? If you don't have money to do classes, we live in the age of the internet now. Everything is online that you can learn. You know what I mean? Like we talked about with Dr. Umar last show, if the bill passes March 2022, Indiana will be an open carry state. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, I'm with Dr. Umar, what he said, we should arm ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We should arm ourselves. Don't worry about what the thugs is doing and the criminals and crooks is doing. You arm yourself and learn how to protect yourself. And don't be one of these people who you went and bought a gun and now you keep it in the drawer. Or you carry it on your hip, but you don't go to the range. Learn how to use that weapon in case you have to defend yourself, women especially. Sometimes you can be seen as easy prey. Purse snatches, they're still snatching up our children. You know what I mean? They had this other thing where they're doing this thing where, and they do it in broad daylight, where they'll bump your car, and then they wait for you to get out your car, and once you get out your car, they carjack you.
You know what I mean? And they tried to do it to one guy, but he was armed, and he ended up getting both of them. Both of them didn't make it. He popped both of them. You know, and you don't want at the end of the day have to take no life, but you want to protect your life at the end of the day. That's the most precious thing, to protect your life and the life of your family. So just keep that in mind, man, and definitely hit the Cash App, $@TyronJoe. You know what I'm saying? Keep supporting us. We're still trying to go big. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of content we want to put out. We on Facebook. We on YouTube. So if you don't get the chance to call it, call into the show too, man. Y'all know the number. We flash the number every Thursday. We want y'all to call in and be a part of the conversation. If you don't want to call in, hit the chat line on Facebook, man. And like Selena, shout out to Selena K. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else who, shout out to Ebony and all the people who, you know, put their 2 cents in. We want to hear that because we read those comments a lot of times and make you part of the conversation. When I first saw Tyron's show, I was on, it was an off night. I was working nights, but I was an off night. And the show was so good, I was in the chat the whole time, and he was reading my chats. And I said, Ty, I like that, man. I want to come on the show. And I've been on the show ever since. And it started just by me putting my 2 cents in the chat room. So put your comments in there. We want to hear those comments and let you be a part of the show. We're going to shout you out. We're going to say your name. We're going to read your comments. But do that, man, whether it's in YouTube or Facebook. Do that so you can be part of the conversation.
Also, too, John, they get out. They say some out of line stuff. We're going to deal with that, too. So.
If you get out of line, you're going to do time. Because we sure know to hit that, Ty will hit that mute button on you. You know what I'm saying? And let you know the rules.
They about to get blocked.
The rules and regulations of the show. But, you know, that's all I got. Y'all stay safe out there. And shout out to G.I.B.
G.I.B.
Oh, and shout out to my grandbaby, Melina.
Oh, yeah, she turned one, didn't she?
She won now. Yeah, she at the house now.
When did she turn one?
When her birthday?
Wasn't it like in December?
When her birthday? I don't know when she turned one because I don't keep up with nothing. But all I know is she here and she walking and she drinking juice and
she walking,
tearing up.
And she, you know, eating up all your snacks.
Yep.
I already know. Shout out to what, Melina, shout out to her. 1 year old, 1 year old. All right. Hey, don't forget, y'all, we got these T-shirts. This just part of them. This ain't even all the T-shirts, but it's just a little bit. Yep, just a little bit right there. Check that out. My man, he put that work in. He put that work in this time. You see it, John? He put that work in on him this time. He got the fist bump. We brought the fist bump back to him. They ain't ready for that fist bump.
You get you some merch, man.
Yeah.
Get you some merch.
Man, tell Thomas, man, he better get one of these other 2X T-shirts. I ain't got no gray.
Okay.
Thomas said he only sport that gray.
Okay, I'm going to tell him.
I got that red. I got that red for you, Thomas, until I can get that gray.
Yeah, get y'all some merch, man.
Yeah, I got that large red for what's her name. She said she want that large red. That's what I'm saying. Order's coming in, so, hey, don't be sleep. All right, are you ready now, Kiki? You ready? You like you about to go to sleep though. Kiki look like she tied down a mug.
Yeah, the Sandman next to her doing the podcast.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh.
I am tired, but my final words is I will say this and very respectfully. Leave that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian situation alone. That's my final thought.
Uh oh.
I don't even know what Kanye West.
So, why did you say that?
Yeah, what's going on with Kanye West and Kim?
Nah, I mean, ain't nothing going on. Just the same old with them working with their divorce. But he put it out. I know y'all probably saw it. He put it out and went on live voicing that he wasn't invited to his daughter's birthday party.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so then, you know, you got people going in on her, him, and all of this. And then you know about the lyrics that he put out about her and Pete.
No, what'd he say?
Rat. Man, go. I don't know. I don't want to paraphrase anything.
Oh, okay.
Where they had them lyrics. But the game was in the studio playing it, and everybody was reciting what he was saying. And so I thought about doing a live on it myself because I wanted to talk about it because we tend to feel some type of way. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter whether you're rich, poor, whatever. We all go through the same situation. So you just have to be mindful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have did that, cause I ain't even know that was going on out there. Okay, I know that Kanye didn't get a chance to go to the party, but then I seen some picture where he was at the party. What was that?
He was at the party because he was later contacted. He said, well, he basically, they were saying that he dry snitched because Travis Scott called him and told him where the party was. The family would not let him know where the party was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because didn't he buy a house right across the street from our house?
I heard that he did.
So how he not going to know where the party is? It must have went that
said,
out.
He said he wasn't invited, but he said he tried to contact the family. He was calling all of them, and they would not give him that information. Travis Scott knew where it was at, and other people, of course, knew where it was at. So Kanye West put Travis on blast and was just like, thanks for telling me. And I was just like, wow. I know how I would feel if I didn't invite my ex to a birthday party and somebody told him where I was at. That's a little much.
But who would you be upset with, though? Would you be upset with the person that told him, or would you be upset with him for showing up?
I would be upset with the person that told him. At this point, if he shows up, what can I do about it other than what I do about it? But damn, why make a scene? At this point, it's too late. But yeah, you just have to be careful because Kanye West, not to disrespect him at all, but if you rhyming and making rhymes about her current situation and her and all this, you used to love her. So I wouldn't have invited him. I just would have told him, listen, and then threatening and all that kind of stuff. No, you can't come. Sorry. But he found out about it. And so that's why I said that's my ending thought for everyone.
I'm gonna tell you about Kanye. He gonna probably have to end up going back to rehab like he did when he had the little episode a couple of years
ago.
He
sounds like he needs a little bit of help.
Yeah,
you know?
He might have to
Shout
go back to rehab.
Kanye, and I pray for Kanye. I love Kanye.
He's not over it. He's not over the situation. You know, when you over it, you can tell when someone's over it. And any relationship that you do have, whether it's a divorce, whether you have to end it in divorce or a breakup, you always have someone that's going to be more emotional than the other. And this time I think it's Kanye versus her. She done already moved on. She's really? Already with somebody else. But I don't think he's over it. I think he's dealing with a lot of hurt and pain from it. And I don't think he knows how to handle it.
See, what's going to happen? You're going to make me go dig into this, and I might come back next Thursday, and I be spoke about what's going on. Because, man, I ain't going to lie. I like Kanye, but Kanye, he doing too much. You know what I'm saying? He out there just doing a little bit too much. He needs to just chill out, let that woman go on and move on. I mean, it's all kind of women that want to be with him. So, you know what I mean? All kind of women.
Do y'all think she stuck by him enough?
No.
It feels like to me she didn't stick by. I mean, who knows what she went through, but it's like, you know, that's the father of your children. You know, he was going through some mental stuff.
I was about to go in.
You know, just stick by the man, you know what I'm saying, before you. I mean, I don't know. I can't really speak on it because I don't know what she went through.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you good.
I don't think that we're talking about Kim Kardashian. Come on.
That's what I was about to go in on.
I don't think she was going, I don't think, and this is no punt to her, because you know, if she want to talk to me, I will. But this is no punt to her. I'm just
she ain't ready. She ain't ready to talk to you.
I'm just simply, we could talk. It's going to be a very good conversation because I know how to talk.
She not ready.
What I'm saying is, we're talking about Kim Kardashian. If you look back at the situations that Kanye went through and how it was so public, that he was weird, that he was crazy, and you're looking at all this and y'all talking about, there is no way me as a wife, I'm talking about a wife, baby, I'm to have my husband back. I don't care if he's wrong. You're not going to find me saying he's wrong. But do understand that behind closed doors, I'm going to make sure he gets right.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have, I don't think she even wanted that responsibility. And I don't think that she could deal with that responsibility. Come on. And I'm not even going to bring up race.
Oh, I'm going to ask a question. I got to ask a question. Do you really think she can identify with Kanye?
No.
That's all. I'm going to just leave with that. I don't think she really identified with Kanye, because if she did, she wouldn't have had him out there a couple years ago saying that garbage that he said about slavery. You remember what he said about slavery a couple years ago on TMZ?
Mm-hmm.
She the one that put him up to saying that.
You think so?
Well,
man, the way he was acting, he could have spat that out of his own mouth.
Kanye, wait. Kim's mama, Chris, she pimped out all them girls, and she pimped out her ex-husband, Bruce, so much that he became a woman. You don't think they said this to Kanye?
No, man.
Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I agree with it. I think he was, I'm going to just be honest. First of all, let's just be honest.
Right.
He was in a place of where he was outnumbered.
His mom had just died. So he was really at a low state.
Even when he said it, I agree with what he said to a certain extent.
Slavery was a choice. Stop right there. Slavery was a choice.
If you think about it, look at Haiti, the Haitians. When the Europeans came over to try to take over Haiti, they fought tooth and nail and made sure that they stayed free. It was no other option for them. They fought tooth and nail. Or if you think about the other slaves who was on the ships, and like Michael B. Jordan said when he played Killmonger, he said the slaves who jumped overboard the ships and died in the oceans because they knew that death was better than slavery. For some slaves, it was no choice. They're going to either fight or die. Now, some ones who are scared of death say, I don't want to get killed. I got my family right here, boo-boo-boo. I got to play this cool and see where this goes. But for the ones who said, I don't care what kind of guns and knives they got, I'm not going. We revolted or we dying.
Well, yeah, most definitely. Shout out to the ones that revolted.
To a certain extent, I can understand what he was saying.
Kanye West and him saying some things that he said, some of the things that he said were very out of pocket. But I do believe that most of the things he said that was out of pocket came from what some or most of what they thought. You have to realize Kanye West dealing with the Kardashians, first of all, he was in a place he shouldn't have never been in. He should have never been in that place, because when you go back to Kim Kardashian and all of them, if you go back to just their reality show and you watch things and you really pay attention to what's going on, after a couple of episodes, I stopped watching it. Because if I'm not learning anything from your situation, it's really a done deal anyway. But Kim Kardashian versus Kanye West, Kanye became who they were. He never had, this is how I look at it. Now, I look at it as a good thing now. I'm glad they're divorced. Now maybe Kanye can get some time to himself and he can become who he should have been before he went in there. He wasn't strong enough to stay.
I'm going to say this. I get what he's saying. Slavery was a choice. But, John, look where he went and said that. He went to TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
The gossip of all gossips.
Mm-hmm.
TMZ, you went and said that to them. Now, if you're saying it to like Dr. Umar on Monday, he talked to a group of black people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said it to a group of black people, that's who you need to be saying that to. But you went to TMZ, of all people.
I mean, my only thing with him is, you know, when you say something, stand by it. You know what I mean? Stand by it.
Nah,
you stand by it. I saw a video, and I don't know if this was after he said it, but I saw a video, like, dude was so mad, he was damn near, like, chasing him around, the building or something, like, dude was so mad.
I don't know if this was after he said that, but I saw a video of it. Like, dude was, like, chasing him. But, you know, I understood where he was coming from. You know what I mean? You got to think today, us as African-Americans, we are so, like Dr. Umar said, forgiving and docile sometimes to a point. We scared to defend ourselves. You know what I'm saying? When the Black Panthers found out that it was a clause in the law where they could have guns, now in California you can't have no guns. And the government did that. You know what I'm saying? You know, or like, you know, with the incidents with certain kids that have got killed in the past by, you know, either law enforcement or white men, you know, let me come on the scene and you stupid enough to have the dude that shot my son still in the police car. I'm lighting that police car on fire. I'm going to throw every bullet in it that I got. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen it where it's like we were scared to protect our children. Like
Mr. D, clowning.
At a certain point, it was a choice. Either we're going to fight or die, or we're going to not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, once we, and you got to look back at your history. You got a tribe here, you got a tribe there. I take over this tribe, so now, instead of thinking that these are all my people, this is a tribe that I've defeated. So I got 50 people that are not from my tribe. So when this white man comes and say, I got guns and weapons that you can use, you'll be the baddest tribe in the land. Okay, give me those supplies. I'm going to give you these 50 slaves. Now, they're Africans, but they're not from my tribe, so you can go ahead and have them. You know what I mean? That's what happened. So when those slaves got on that boat, if I don't know how to swim, even if I know how to swim, I'm in the middle of the ocean, most likely I'm going to die. So do I want to live and endure what's I'm finna endure when I get to this land, or do I want to die? And I can't say what I would have done because I like my life. My life is precious.
See, then that's another thing.
I could be thinking of a plan like I'm going to wait till I get over into this land and then I'm going to run somewhere safe. You don't know what they could be thinking. But some of them thought, no, fuck that. I'm fighting and dying now. So it was a choice to a certain extent. You had a choice to fight or not to fight. You had a choice to be cool and fight later and cause a revolt on the plantation. It was a choice. But the way he said it, people took it the wrong way. And it was, oh, Kanye West, blah, 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 blah. But when he said George Bush doesn't care about black people, they was praising Kanye like nobody's business.
That's absolute facts right there.
You know, and I personally ain't got, I can't never say nothing bad about Kanye West because when I was going through my bad times,
You played some of his music.
I played some of
that
his
got
music.
Got me through, yeah.
And it got me through.
I ain't gonna lie, his music on point. I ain't gonna never talk about his music.
I've been working his grave shift,
I ain't made shit.
I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly. That got me through every morning. So I can't say nothing bad about Kanye. Nobody's perfect. He really didn't start having these mental breakdowns until his mama passed. You know, since mama was his world. And my thing with her.
That's what I'm saying. When his mom passed, that's what I'm saying. Them girls that Chris pimped out, they messed him up.
As his wife, you should have stepped up and said, you know what? I don't know if it's because your mom passed or whatever you're going through, but I'm going to go through it with you.
You know, she think is Kim, like Kiki said, Kim can't identify with Kanye. She wasn't programmed to identify with Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
The voice has become so
common
now to where, we've been fighting for months. You know what? It ain't working out. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing when you're married, you become a union.
Wait, what is D talking about?
And it ain't your problem. Now it's our problem.
Love Kanye music, but don't love R. Kelly? Oh, yeah, cause thing is, I'm like, hey, you know what? I said this when we talked about R. Kelly. Hey, I like R. Kelly's music. I still listen to it. They can take my page down for that. I still listen to it because some of the stuff that R. Kelly said in his music is real stuff.
He was one of the baddest songwriters, producers,
They sleep on R. Kelly.
Yeah, he was one of the baddest. Like, they, you see it on Facebook now. It was like somebody who could do a versus with R. Kelly. Nobody
ain't
said
many,
nothing.
Yeah, ain't too many that said,
you know,
R. Kelly.
He was a bad dude, man.
Because all the other R&Bs that came after him, they trying to mirror him. Like, you got Pretty Ricky. You got
a whole lot of
all them little boy groups.
All
them little boy groups
to mirror R. Kelly.
They wanted to be just like R. Kelly.
But he was a man, just like any other man, and a man is not perfect. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say none of the stuff he did was right. But at the end of the day, people will do what you let them do. You know what I'm saying? Keke Palmer was just on there, and she was saying how hurt she was when she found out the stuff that he was accused of doing. He said, but her mama was always with her, and her mama was like a guard dog, like barking, like going off on people. And she just now, she's getting grown. She said she was just realizing that her mama was trying to protect her. If my child was a child superstar on TV, I'm going to be that same guard dog. You know what I'm saying? Now, with son, when you get 21 and you get out here in the world.
John, don't put your foot. Don't do that.
I'm not.
Because, you know, what Kelly did, though, he was giving them money. He was giving the parents money.
I don't care no amount of money you give. I got a job. That's why this got us, this family this far now, because I work. It ain't no amount of money you can give me for my child's soul or my child's body or none of that. I'm going to be a guard dog. When you in the room, when my kid in the room, I'm in the room. When you talking to her, you talking to me. You know what I'm saying? I tell R. Kelly just like I tell any other guy. I'm gonna let you mentor her or whatever. I said, but Mr. R. Kelly, if anything happened to her, I'm coming for you. I'm not coming for your little bodyguards. I'm coming for you.
I'm gonna tell you how it happened.
And if I gotta go through your little bodyguards to get to you, I'm coming for you. I don't care about jail. None of that. I'm coming for you. And I don't think them parents, once you get that money or once you're not adamant about your child's safety, then it is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it happened. Kells will slide him some bread. And, you know, you ain't going to tell him. You know, he's not going to say, hey, I'm going to fuck your daughter.
Right.
He's not going to say that. He just slides him some bread. Like, hey, right. Can she come on this trip? She going to come to the concert with us. We'll have it back at a decent time. Nick 1,000. Boom.
And probably when they was around, he letting them see what they want to see. Oh, boom, boom, she doing good, yo.
Yeah. And that's how it happened. They took that 1,000. Yeah, I'm going to send you here. I'm gonna let you go on a shopping spree, blah, 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 mm-hmm. while we doing the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And R. Kelly, he breaking them off.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, yeah. Keke?
Well, you know, when it comes to R. Kelly, that's my favorite. I mean, the man is gifted. However, in saying that, I am not okay with everything, but I do not believe that everything is true. I believe some of those things were lies. I also feel like if R. Kelly had to go and be locked up, the parents should be.
Yeah.
If you was taking money and you knew, I mean, there's so many people that if he did so many things that we're all saying that he did do. Not we're saying, because I ain't saying nothing. They're saying that he did. And you have managers and you have people close to you. Everybody needs to be dealt with, not just R. Kelly. But that doesn't stop him from having a gifting and a call on his life. That doesn't stop who God is. And so, you know, if you do the time, you pay the price of that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love him. I still listen to his music. I don't care what nobody's saying. I'm going to keep listening to it. I'm good with myself.
TP2.
So, it is what it is, man. I will always support R. Kelly.
You know that TP2, John? TP2,
mm-hmm.
that album.
All of them.
That was one of my favorites. I ain't going to lie, that TP2 album. That was one of my favorites, especially back in the day. That's how I used to pull them. Play that R. Kelly, play that
mm-hmm.
Kells.
Mm-hmm.
In there. And, all right, man, you know, we done just turned this whole show into something different.
I know.
I don't even know what this show was about at first. Well, shout out to my supposed to have been guest. I hope she come back. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I hope everything is cool. But, Yeah, we supposed to have my girl Lakeisha Hampton on. But hey,
any final thoughts, Ty?
We did what we could do. Let me see what D said. Per public record, Travis Scott told him where it was, and one of the girls let him in. Yeah, that's what we just said, that Travis Scott told him. That's a person right there. I really don't want to get on, because we're going to be a whole nother hour. We get to talk about Travis Scott. That dude.
Wow, what's up with him?
Man, all them people got killed.
Oh, yeah.
At his concert.
Yeah.
He talking about he ain't got nothing to do with it. And they said that he was saying stuff. You know, they said like when you go to his concert, you get put into like a trance. And people just start doing all kind of demonic things at his concert. I'm like, man, no, I can't go.
But what are they saying? He had a proper security there?
Security was there. They said he was hollering, telling people to trample the security. Knock them down. Run, you know, Bogard. They was doing it.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. I didn't talk about that dude, man. But my final thought is that, ladies and gentlemen, men, especially men, please do not get yourself caught up in a Jody situation, because that's the problem. Jody is what got women thinking that they could, you know, take care of a man anyway. You know what I'm saying? No matter how many times they pay for a meal or whatever, or they pay your rent, they still not taking care of a man, because there's so much more that goes with the taking care of a man. Same as a man take care of a woman. It is so much more, but at the end of the day, that's how it was supposed to be, for the man to take care of the woman. You know what I'm saying? Supply her every need. Hello, I'm going to start right there. What you got on there, Kiki?
You trying to start trouble, huh?
I said supply her every need. I know you want them. Come on now. I'm looking at the designer. The designer you got on. You need them needs supplied.
I mean, I'm not like that. So for me.
Wait, hold on. I don't even want to get on it. Never mind. Keep going. She talking about she not like that, but. I look, every time I see Kiki in person, I look at what she got on, and you ain't got on no Rudy Poo clothes.
Dressed to a T.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't got on no Rudy Poo
dressed
clothes.
Dressed to a T.
So you're not going to play me talking about you ain't like that, because I know your clothes cost
to a T.
Money. Your clothes cost money.
Okay, but the question was, do I accept for a man to do that to me, correct?
I said he's supposed to supply your every need.
He doesn't have to supply my every need. He doesn't have to supply my every need, but it depends on where we are in a relationship. Like if we are together and we living together, I just believe if I'm not working, then yeah. Okay, he's going to have to pick up some kind of slack with bills or something, but I'm going to be doing something else anyway. But as far as buying my clothes, my shoes, and now that can come as a gift to me. That is not something that he would need to do.
Let me
say that. He can give that as a gift, maybe on my birthday or something like that, or whenever he would want to give me a gift. But to actually supply my clothes, my shoes, my nails get done, my hair, my jewelry, all that, most of that stuff, like for real, to be very honest, you know with me, I do my own hair, my own makeup. So I don't have to pay for that to be done. I do that
all
myself.
Right, right. You do that yourself.
But then everything else, like clothes and stuff like that, no, he doesn't have to do that.
But you small. You small, though. So it shouldn't, you know what I'm saying, your clothes shouldn't cost that much. You shop where? You shop at Plato's Closet. Plato's Closet, that little, what's that? Ain't that like, huh?
That's a consignment store. I've been there before. I've been to Plato's Closet. I've been to a whole lot of places.
Oh, I thought that, okay. I thought Plato's Closet was for women that's real small, like the petite type women.
No, that's a consignment store.
Well, you know, I know a lot of women that shop at consignment store, and they stuff come out, when they hit the street, they stuff look like they paid $1,000 for it.
Man,
I know a lot
listen,
of women like
that. Don't go into Carmel and Fisher's and go to consignment stores and get good clothes. Man, come on. And then another one is in Avon. Very nice, man.
You be shopping over there, Kiki? You be shopping over there?
Sometimes.
Uh-oh. Because, yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing, too. Let's talk to the black women. Black women, that's another thing. Learn to go shop at Salvation Army. And what's the other place? The other place. The other place. Salvation Army and the other place. What's the other big place? The big place you give you
Goodwill.
Goodwill. Yeah, learn how to shop there because seriously, I know plenty of black women that shop there, and seriously, when they come out of their house, you can't tell. You can't tell they shop there. You like, hey, where you get that from?
You gotta go to the good ones though, because some of these Goodwills and other consignment stores are trash.
Yeah.
You gotta go to the good ones.
Yeah.
Because really, to be honest, sometimes in these consignment stores, those clothes are sometimes higher than regular stores.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just encouraging it because seriously, I know I got women in my family. They done went you shopping there, man. They bought 50 cents. They paid 50 cents for a dress, and you can't even tell that dress cost 50 cents when they got through it. I'm just saying that's creativity that is amongst the black community that people don't highlight, and we just highlighting the creativity. That's all I'm saying. But I was gonna say this. You know why the scriptures say that a woman that you know you're supposed to leave and cleave from your parents' house and go to your husband and all that? Because your husband is like your daddy. That's for another time. I'm going to let that simmer down.
Bless up.
Your husband going to be your daddy. He's supplying your needs, and he's going to supply your mind. Let me stop. What'd you say, Kiki?
That ain't what that is.
we'll get on it later. Wait till I see you. We're going to talk about it later. You should have been in there today. We should have been in there. Nah.
The comments of Titan Joe did not affect the...
He's your daddy. You know what I'm saying?
He thought about BZ and Z on the show
now. Your father is no longer... He is no longer responsible for you after once you leave his house. Because now you left his house into another man's house. And now that man is responsible. Hell, hey, look, that man, he responsible for your soul, too. But they don't want to talk about date. Your husband, come on, if you really going to do this thing under God, your husband is responsible for your soul. This dude clowning. All right, go ahead. What'd you say, Kiki?
I said, he would have to at least be following God.
Most definitely. Got to be following God, because if not, he can't claim rights to anything. Hello?
Yeah, but that father stuff ain't right, though.
I already know. You ain't going with it. Anyway, man, let me get up out of here, y'all. Man, I know it's been a minute. We've been on there for a bit. But, hey, thank y'all. Straight up, thank y'all for tuning in to us. I'm tripping. Thank y'all for tuning in to us tonight. It's been great. We'll see you all next week, next Thursday, January 27th. See you in 7 days. Peace.
Man, I ain't see how long it was, man. I'm like, oh shoot, we've been on there for a minute. Let me set this down. But man.